Yeah. Take two hits, don't hold your lungs. All about some money on a night like this. Diamond chasing all the faces, dreaming about it like a trip to Vegas, tripped away. This all these feelings make me crazy, get me faded, ladies.
What's going on, Misfits? Welcome to episode 6 of The Crazy Ones, brought to you by Raw Nutrition. We have another unique episode today with an amazing question that actually is a really good question. But before we get into this, you guys know the drill. We introduce ourselves. My name, as all you guys know, is Vito the Maverick Montemurano. Now let's meet our co-host.
Shauna, also known as Gypsy Exotic, and just recently awarded Miss East Coast Petite USA.
What's going on, Shauna? How are you doing?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Was that too loud?
No, that wasn't your first.
That's right. Funny.
Miss Petite USA. Would you like to talk about that really quick?
Yeah, I actually do. I'm so excited. Yesterday, I was able to officially be considered the Miss East Coast Petite contestant for the national pageant in Chicago. Ooh. July 12th. And it's something that I'm really excited about because the organization specifically is called Miss Petite, and I'm 5'2". But also, it's the largest pageant in the entire country that specifically is centered around people who look like me. And not just who look like me I'm small and skinny, but there's also plus size models that are just short.
Oh, I see.
Amazing.
It
was amazing.
You're gonna do good. I look forward to that, actually. You got it.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's gonna be basically boot camp for the next couple months. Me working on my interview skills, my purpose, my plan of action as an advocate. Because even if I don't win the national pageant, I am still Miss East Coast Petite USA for the next year. So that means that, you know, I have to do charity work, I have to do photo shoots, I have to go to events. And, you know, my goal, if I don't win the national pageant, my goal is to do even more than the national title holder.
Yep, you just got to be patient one step at a time.
Right.
You got it. But today we got an amazing question. Someone asked us, believe it or not. And this one actually comes from Instagram. And they asked, what is something you're struggling to understand or accept at the moment? And that's a very good question, honestly.
What is something that you are struggling to accept?
Accept or understand? That's a good question.
Yeah, like I'm thinking about it right now. Do you know your answer?
You want me to go first? Yes, I do. Duh.
I'll beat the fuck out of you.
Okay. Honestly, what I'm struggling to understand actually is I never understood why people are only in your life for like a short period of time. I have never understood that. That's something I struggled with before, you know, I grew a following, before everything.
You're struggling to understand the reason why God allows you to have, like, inconsistent friends?
That and everything, you know, life in general. People come and people go. And I never, not understood it, but I've never accepted it, if that makes sense. You know, I'm slowly learning, right? You know, we're young still. I'm slowly learning that people aren't meant to be around forever, but you usually hold on to them because that's what you're used to, if that makes sense. And
I think that's something that you're hitting right on the dot for a lot of people.
I don't know. It seems like our generation especially, you know, things aren't how they used to be. Communication ain't what it used to be. Even though we have phones, a lot of people don't communicate still the way that it should be, if that makes sense.
If that's the truth. We have phones and we have constant access to each other, and that right there is the reason why our communication levels and our abilities and our skills lack. Before, I feel like in the 2000s, we were outside playing as kids. We were knocking on people's doors. We were saying, "Can we come outside and can Vito come and play with me?" Like, I feel like it became a lot more sheltered because the world became a lot more scary, but also there were scary times back in the 1980s. So the world is what you make it. And I salute the families that are raising children to not be fearful of heartbreak, because I think that's what you're touching on. The fact that you felt heartbreak all those times where people were the main factor of responsibility for it. You don't know why, if only they
Yeah.
stayed, you know?
Heartbreak's a rough thing to deal with because even with love, love is the only thing that will kill you but keep you alive. The feeling. It's a
Yeah.
very difficult thing. I mean, a lot of people think just because you grow a following and stuff, things get easier. It doesn't. No, it gets even more difficult because that's when you gotta sort out who's there with you because they actually like you, or who's with you because they actually like your following. There's two different things to separate, and the bigger the name you get, the more difficult it gets to separate.
No, it is. It does, because people are great actors, and the further up you get, the more closer to Hollywood you become. And man, they're actors in Hollywood.
Oh yeah, they're all actors, and some people are actually really good at that.
Yeah, a lot of people are great actors.
But that's honestly something that I've always struggled. I mean, it's something that I've never gotten better with. I'm not used to people coming and going. I'm just used to consistency with people. You know? What about you?
Yeah, we're probably gonna have to ask ChatGPT to help you with that, because
That's crazy.
we need to help you with being your full ultimate self without having any lack. So as long as we can identify that, like, there's something we need to do to work on, I think that's amazing. A lot of people should do that. We're not perfect. We're human beings, and we all deserve to look at our life like it's a science experiment, just like we are on this
Oh yeah,
podcast.
exactly what
But
we are.
for me, what's the question again?
What is something you're struggling to understand or accept?
Something I'm struggling to understand. Death. Right now, I'm struggling to understand death, and I can't understand it.
Yeah.
I can't understand why. I mean, that's a question we all have all
Yeah,
the
I get
time,
that entirely.
but
I
to
mean,
have this as a front-facing issue in your daily life is impactful. It's pushing me on the brink of spiritual warfare, but also on the brink of spiritual growth. So it's forcing me to believe to think about my life's legacy. It's forcing me to live life fearlessly, as if
Yeah.
death will come to my door tomorrow, and or appreciate and be grateful for the people that are in my life right now that I love and adore and that affect me positively. Because literally, truly, utterly speaking, and that sh you know something that happened, my cousin, first cousin died, and Jesus Christ, like, she was my best friend, but in the most random way she died, after dealing with the most harshest life conditions you could possibly think about, and terrible life decisions that she made, mistakes that I learned from so I don't have to do the mistakes. But to die the way she died is sickening, and it was all just a story that was unbelievable, and I couldn't believe I was going through it. I couldn't believe my family was going through it, and I couldn't believe that she was gone. And I really, truly, in my heart right now, cannot believe she is. Like, 100% don't believe that there is no capability of communicating with her. 100% don't believe that she's gone forever. And it's the most weirdest feeling, because you're in a society that believes that when they die, they're gone. They're fucking not. I'm sorry to swear, but really, they're not, right? I swear she's not. I feel her. I could talk to her anytime. And her mind is inside mine. So if she talks, to the way she would respond, and her voice comes into my head whenever I want to directly
Yeah.
ask a question. It's like she was downloaded into this collective consciousness that we all have access to if only we learned how to breathe. This is why I'm crazy. This is why we're here as the crazy one.
But it makes sense, though. Accepting death is one of the... That is probably the most difficult thing in the world. Because most people don't know what to make of it, and there's nothing to explain it.
There's no physical proof. Yes, but, like, there are testimonials beyond testimonials about different things, and that's what got me into school, doing several different classes, comparing religions. I was, like, thinking, man, across the entire world, there's so many testimonies of miracles happening here and, you know, visions happening here and good things happening here. And I realized that religion is nothing but a cultural practice, a significant practice that is, you know, done within a region, and it's based upon its landscape. It's based upon what resources they have access to, bread and wine, like water, and you know, it's baptism and the lake. It's just things like in every religion, they all connect to one thing. And literally every religion of the world, even agnostics and atheists, even Satanists, all connect in one thing: love and power.
Yeah, I mean,
love, power,
everyone
and
struggles
fear.
With love is probably the biggest thing people struggle with. Everyone's either searching for it or struggling with it. There's one or the other.
They're searching for it, that they're going to the extent of the spiritual realm. You know, some people, they do tarot card readings, or they have mediums, and, you know, there's nothing against it. I'm not saying anything about it. All I'm saying is that there's so many ways that we as human beings now are ignorant to the ways of ancient civilization that allow us to be in a basically not a dystopian but early age, because we are forcing ourselves to be limited in our beliefs. Because we are forcing ourselves to be limited by our beliefs and our practice and our consistent search for power through war, we are unable to live in the advanced age that the ancient Egyptians, the Mesopotamians, the Atlanteans, that they all lived in. They all spoke telepathically. There was all one language. I believe it was because of the Tower of Babel that there was such as language to create distinction.
Yeah, that makes sense, but...
This is the debate now where it's Billy Carson and that bald guy. What's his name?
That bald guy? What do you mean?
Who's that bald guy? It's really opinionated.
That's very descriptive, Shauna. Who's that bald guy?
He's the main guy. He's the main guy on YouTube podcast.
All right, so that narrows it down to about 45%.
He's super duper famous. He talks to everyone, like even Obama. And he is podcast guy that talks to basically men people, mad guys, like masculine personality. Why can't you understand what I'm saying?
Shauna. So
what the
famous...
fuck, dude? We have a whole podcast. You don't know what I'm talking about. He's the godfather of podcasts.
Who are you talking to?
I gotta go on Facebook right now. I gotta go on Facebook for you because
you don't
understand.
Know who you're talking about.
Get out of here. Who is... Watch, I'm going to win ChatGPT. Who is that bald guy on YouTube that does podcasts and targets the audience of men? And he's super...
All right. If anyone in our chat could figure out what you're saying without even...
And he's
like,
super famous.
I'd be amazed.
Watch.
Shauna,
we're talking to ChatGPT.
You're talking Dr. Phil, Mr. Clean.
That's exactly what I said. Who's the bald guy on YouTube that does podcasts and targets the audience of men, and he's super famous. Exactly verbatim what I said.
Who?
It's taking forever.
Exactly.
Hold on, it's my Wi-Fi right now. Wah.
No.
Yeah, because it's not even pulling up Facebook for me.
It's you. That's
Hold on, I'm going on ChatGPT on my phone.
it's not hey, gonna work because you're talking
my that super duper famous podcast guy on YouTube who targets men. What's his
what
name?
A description. Super duper famous.
Hold on.
Trust me, I know you're not talking about a real person.
Joe Rogan!
Why didn't you just say Joe
Rogan? Because I didn't know his name!
You didn't know Joe
no,
Rogan?
No, this is what I was asking you!
Joe Rogan is... He's up
there. I'm telling you, he's the godfather of the podcast!
That's not the godfather of podcasts. You should have just said the Rogan experience.
Dude, I didn't know his name. I couldn't. It was on the tip of my tongue. That's why I said the bald
no,
guy
wasn't.
That's super famous on YouTube. And why is it
if it was on the tip of your tongue, you would have said Joe.
It wasn't you who understood me. It was ChatGPT, Vito.
I don't think you listened.
Oh my god, dude. It was Joe Rogan, the first thing. And then
oh my
it was
god,
Andrew
dude.
Schultz.
Oh my god, dude.
Anyways, thank you. Thank you. Peace
you
be with
like
you. Come again.
This podcast is sponsored by Raw Nutrition. For all of your fitness needs, use code VITOMONTY3 for discount and access to exclusives. Okay, Shauna? Do you have anything else you need to say since you interrupted me?
Sorry, guys. I'm having a hard day. I'm very overwhelmed. So you guys are getting all that energy. Peace be with you. Blessings. I hope that I didn't affect you negatively, but rather positively. I'm just super overwhelmed because I got a lot of homework to do. Yeah, but he doesn't know. I look like, as he actually told me.
Yeah, she looks like Jaden Smith from The Karate Kid. Okay, so with the braces.
He doesn't know that I'm actually The Karate Kid, boy. I can hit him with some sticks out that I find outside. No. And actually, if I want to unalive him.
No, you know that would never happen.
These hands are rated E for everyone.
Yeah, see, you're laughing saying that because you know you're wrong.
No, these hands are rated V for Vito.
And speaking of you not having strength, another great place, Fitworks. An amazing facility that has everything ranging from... Okay, you're making me laugh.
Everything ranging from a movie theater inside a gym, cardio units.
Yep,
boxing
you show
places.
Up and become the best version of yourself. Sign up and be part of it. Otherwise,
yeah, good people
you're like Sean.
Yeah, actually, don't tell everyone that I'm unfit because I'm Miss East Coast Petite. And
okay.
I am a fit individual. You guys can see me in a bathing suit on stage July 12th, and I am fit, okay? I have to be an 5-inch hill. Well, no, not technically 5. 8-inch hills in a bathing suit. So you guys, I'm muscular, I'm short, and I am fit, and I believe in beauty. So if you guys want to like hear more on like beauty tips, I don't know if I have any ladies listening. I have a lot of secret remedies that I like to do with myself that are the best way to feel the best way thing about yourself. So just like how he does it in fitness, I do it in beauty. So let us know if you think that we should give this podcast more towards a little bit more tips with beauty and fitness.
Absolutely. Whatever you guys have that you guys want to request, as always, feel free to DM me. I always check my DMs at least once a week. I go through everything, so feel free. We're always open. And same with the questions. Whatever questions you guys have for next week, keep me updated and send them in. We pick one out of the couple thousand, so hopefully it's yours. Well, today was an amazing episode, as always. We look forward to the next one, and we appreciate you guys for listening in. Shauna, do you have anything else?
Make sure you tune in to all of our links on all of our platforms. We're going on YouTube soon, and we're making somewhat of a podcast, moving this as well. You know, as we do this, we're going to be doing it for YouTube as well, but more of a visual so other people can have access to it and see the action of us talking, not just us. You know, I want y'all to see me looking like Jaden Smith right now. I only wish, but it's not established yet. why don't y'all go subscribe to me? It's Gypsy Exotic. That's Gypsy, GypsyXotic. We're going to be changing the name of my channel, description, and everything, because it's going to be a channel for me, Vito, and our music engineer, Sid, which you can follow him at This Is Sid. Thanks, shout out to him for the intro music. He is making brand new music, and you can follow him on his Instagram and all of us on our link trees.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next time.
Yeah. Take two hits, don't hold your lungs. All about some money on a night like this. Diamond chasing all the faces, dreaming about it. Like a trip to Vegas, tripped away. This all these feelings make me crazy, get me faded. Ladies, vocals get me wavy. I've been on the time like hungry babies. Fall too hard, I know the kiss to pay.
Shauna, also known as Gypsy Exotic. And-